Frank D'Agostino, North Shore Community College, criminal justice professor, is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Frank, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Frank, first up, let me just narrow in on the Shannon Grant, the Shannon Community Safety Initiative, if you will, that's been around for many years. And you can tell me more about that in a moment. But there is a connection with that grant, with Lynn, with the police, with North Shore Community College, and maybe just set that scene for us. Some of the folks can read a bit about it below here, but tell me more about that arrangement or collaboration, if you will.
Sure, absolutely. So the Shannon Grant was first established in the mid-2000s, around 2006, and it's a grant that provides funding for local communities to prevent gang involvement in violence. Specifically, it serves 14 to 24-year-olds who are at risk for gang involvement, and we have a bunch of community partners in Lynn who receive the funding. It's overseen by the Lynn Police Department. They're the agency that has to apply for it, is required to apply for it. And then these community partners who serve that age group, they provide services such as mentoring, case management, vocational, educational training, recreational activity, civic involvement, basically trying to provide this age group with activities that will keep them out of trouble and getting involved with gangs and violent behavior. As the LARP, which is the Local Action Research Partner, North Shore Community College has been involved since 2014. And what we do is we provide support to the community partners, including crime data analysis. Professor Gina Curcio from Salem State works with me. She's our principal investigator, and she provides data analysis on a quarterly and annual basis from data that she receives from the Lynn Police, as well as we have done in the past a five-year gang assessment for Lynn, and Professor Curcio is instrumental in doing that. As a matter of fact, the model that she created is used as a template by other areas around the state who receive Shannon funding. So she's been very, very good at that. And also, the other thing that we do is we provide an intern from North Shore Community College who is typically a criminal justice student and a Lynn resident, and they work with the Lynn partner agencies 8 to 12 hours a week, 8 during the semester, 12 during the summer. And they work with these agencies on outreach activities, civic engagement, and other grant-related activity. We've been fortunate in the last couple of years to have some very strong interns come through the program who the partners are very happy with. And actually, both of them have been offered jobs by our partners. They did so well as interns. So that's been a fortunate situation for me. It makes my life and job a lot easier. And I think it's something that we've been able to give back to the community because of that.
I want to follow up. You mentioned the word program, meaning I think you mean the North Shore Community College Criminal Justice Program. But before you go there, tell me more about this data analysis. Give me an example of the kind of data analysis that would be done for the Lynn Police.
Sure. So the Lynn Police does a lot of the data analysis on their own. What they provide us with is just a monthly database of 14 to 24-year-old activities. So it could be arrests. It could be a warrant, it could be just an incident. And then we try to decipher from that. Professor Curcio is the one who does mainly this job, and break the crimes into a few different categories, drug-related offenses, violent offenses, and then try to also pinpoint the area of Lynn where it's taking place. So things like that help us in terms of street outreach. One of the agencies that we work with, actually the Lynn Youth Street Outreach Advocacy Group, we call it LISOA for short, goes out onto the streets and actually seeks out individuals who might be at risk in areas where there is an higher incident of criminal activity. So that's the kind of analysis that we do. So we get a snapshot of crime in that age group, if it's coming, if it's going up, if it's coming down. For example, during COVID, obviously, it came down a little bit, but in general, there's always an element of that activity that's taking place in most communities, including Lynn. And that helps our partners in terms of not only understanding where to do their outreach, but also what kind of programming might be useful to try to deal with this.
I'm going to ask kind of a general question here, but would you say that level of activity has been somewhat constant, barring the bump down during COVID? But is it a kind of a steady kind of thing?
There's always some level of activity, absolutely, but I think we've been very fortunate in Lynn. I want to say that we are a Shannon success story. I'm not going to give all the credit to the Shannon Grant initiative, but I think that some of the efforts that we have undertaken and that the partners have undertaken has certainly had an impact on gang activity and violence in Lynn. So, you know, it takes a lot of different components of various programs and agencies working together through the Lynn PD to accomplish that. And I think we've been fairly successful in trying to move in the right direction. So I'm not going to say that there's no gang-related activity in Lynn, but I think we've been able to have an impact on it. And there was a former police lieutenant from the Lynn PD who's since retired, Lieutenant Holy, who used to use that term. I want to give him credit. He used to say we're a Shannon success story because the money that we've been able to get through the Shannon grant has certainly helped with the city of Lynn.
No, I'm pretty familiar with that, with their efforts, and you're right about the other community agencies and involvement that they've had. It's been an ongoing thing, I guess, pretty strong for the last 20 years or so, for sure, in the city of Lynn and beyond. So now, well, you may want to react to that, but
oh, absolutely. As I said, yeah, we had a little bit of the historical perspective from before we came on. From people who've been working with the Lynn PD for quite a while. And it seems like these efforts have been going on even before North Shore Community College was involved with the Shannon grant.
All right. Tell me about the program, Frank, the criminal justice program at North Shore Community College your staff there or the people that work alongside you in the criminal justice department. What is the program and maybe describe the different elements of it?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. Our program's been around for approximately 50 years. One of our earliest classes we've traced back to the early 70s. We're one of the oldest criminal justice programs, therefore, in eastern Massachusetts. And so we have, over the last 50 years, been able to develop a program that has basically two tracks. We have what we call a professional track as well as a transfer track. So if you want to come to North Shore and just get a degree and look for a job in the field, well, with an associate's degree at North Shore, you can get a job as a police officer, correctional officer, junior probation officer. If you wanted to transfer to a four-year school, we also have a track for that. And our students have transferred to schools such as UMass Lowell, UMass Boston, Salem State University, and even Northeastern. So we've been fairly successful, I think, in placing our students into some very good criminal justice programs moving forward. We teach classes, a wide range of classes. Most criminal justice programs will have classes such as ours, criminal law, constitutional issues, juvenile justice, corrections. We also teach more specific courses, electives in evidence, as well as critical issues. Police studies is another course that we've developed and has been taught here for a long time by a retired Peabody police chief, Robert Champagne, who actually was a student here at North Shore Community College back 50 years ago when our program first started. So he brings a wealth of knowledge and experience. So we have four full-time faculty members, myself, Professor Ann Kashivas, who's our chairperson, Professor Jane Levesque, and Professor Rachel Russler, as well as some adjunct faculty members, such as for retired Chief Champagne, as well as Judge Richard Morey, who is a district court judge all over Essex County, and until recently, Paul Tucker, who's the newly elected district attorney, was also on our staff. So we're very proud of our adjunct faculty, too. We've got a pretty good set of experienced adjunct faculty members.
You know, I'm just thinking here, Frank, what is the biggest, you know, four-year institution, say, in Massachusetts or New England area for criminal justice now? I'm trying to remember. I know you just mentioned a bunch of those schools, so Salem State's obviously a great opportunity for students in our area, but what other schools, what are the other big ones in New England?
So I would say at the state level, Salem State and UMass Lowell, especially the northeastern part of Massachusetts, attract a lot of criminal justice students. One of the ones with a better reputation is Northeastern. It's kind of the standard. They've been around for a long time. Professors Fox and Levin have been there for ages, and they actually have quite a reputation. But there are some other good four-year programs also at the private level, including Boston University and Suffolk University. As a matter of fact, Professor Russler, who teaches with us, she went through the master's program at Boston University. So those are some of the better criminal justice programs in the area.
I think to be in a program like that, Frank, you got to have critical thinking, analytical skills, all of that kind of stuff is all very valuable, right?
Absolutely. Those are big components of all of our classes. We have student learning outcomes and critical thinking and analysis and writing skills are important skills for anyone who wants to work in the field, whether it's being a police officer, correctional officer, probation officer. We have a saying one of the professors likes tell our students, if it's not in the report, it didn't happen. So you better be able to have strong writing skills in order to make sure that you do your job effectively.
And those skills, I would imagine, very specific as well, but must be taught and learned in order to be effective in report writing and that kind of thing, and just taking logs or whatever, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. We have classes that are writing intensive here at North Shore. We also have some contextualized comp courses where they learn the specific skills to make them better employees in criminal justice field. So that report writing skill that I mentioned a moment ago, that's part of the comp course that you would have kind of this contextualized. It's specialized in a particular area.
Well, Frank, what else should we know about either this grant note that came out, the press release, and or other things regarding the Shannon grant that you want to share with us at this point?
Just that this is something that's an ongoing effort and that we're really happy at North Shore to be part of this, and we hope to continue for quite a while being the local action research partner, because I think it's important as a community college to be involved in the community and to have that level of involvement entails doing things such as this. We are actually one of the only research grants at North Shore Community College because we have that crime data analysis component to it. So we're unique, and we also have that kind of practical component of placing students in the community partners as interns. So I think we fit a need. It's something that I did not, create this program. I inherited it from one of our deans, Dean Cindy O'Donnell, about 8 years ago. She came to us with this idea, and we implemented it with her guidance, and she's since moved on to another job, but it was her vision that kind of brought us to where we are today with the Shannon Grant at North Shore Community College.
And finally, again, just for our people listening, the courses are offered at both Lynn and Danvers. Maybe not all of them all at the same time, but both campuses and online are utilized for the criminal justice program.
Sure. Yeah, thanks, Bill, for mentioning that. Absolutely. We try to offer all of our classes in three different modalities, on the Lynn campus, on the Danvers campus, and online. So that if you're closer to the Lynn or Danvers campus, it makes more sense if you want to do a face-to-face class. But we also have a lot of distance learners who would prefer to take online classes. So we try every semester to offer as many classes as we can in all three of those different modalities. And the semester starts just in a few weeks.
Oh, that's right. We're pretty timely here. You're right. You got to get ready for that. Is it the winter, or they call it the spring? Like, what?
Spring semester, yeah. So the spring semester is coming up. It'll start right after MLK Day.
Exactly, and I do remember now. Some schools would have that little intense winter session somehow or other, but not at this point with North Shore. Yeah. Well, anything else to share with us as kind of a parting shot?
No, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this grant. I think it's important, and I'm glad that. People will be hopefully learning a little bit about it.
Exactly. Well, Frank, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck with this program, and thanks for sharing all of this information and providing some really interesting updates for us and for our listeners. So have a great holiday. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks. Same to you.
Yeah. Frank D'Agostino, criminal justice professor at North Shore Community College.